makes a multiple six-figure income working from the comfort of his home. He's one of the funniest presenters you'll ever run into. One of the most sought after and requested presenters in all of prepaid legal. Would y'all give it up for Mr. Mike Riches?
Good morning. How's everything today in Salt Lake City? Yeah. It's a pleasure being with you here today. I enjoyed being here on Thursday night and speaking to a crowd in this room as well. It was a lot of fun and had a great day yesterday. Went out and did some activity here in Salt Lake and met some great people. And I've got my family with me on the trip this week. And so I talked to Dave Hall and they said, well, you know, why don't we fly you out here? And I said, well, why don't I just bring my family? We'll do a road trip this week. And we've had a great time here in the state of Utah. So it's just been fun. We went and saw Arches National Park. How many of you have been to Arches National Park? Gorgeous place. We went up to Logan, Cache Valley, saw some great things up there. And we've been staying out at a condo in Park City the last couple of nights and really have had a great time. So I'll just tell you this right now. Y'all have a gorgeous stay. And give yourselves a round of applause for being here. It's great to be here. I would like to speak for just a second to our guests this morning. If you're a guest today, just raise your hand. Let me see who our guests are. And I want to give these guys a big round of applause for coming out today and checking out some information on prepaid legal. I will tell you this. I've been with this great company for 8 years, and I've represented these products. I'll tell you what, there's one thing I believe in very strongly, and that is the memberships that we provide here at Prepaid Legal Services. And if there's one reason why they take a guy like me with no college degree and things like that, and they fly me around the country to talk to groups like y'all, it's this. I believe very strongly in what we do. I believe very strongly in the membership that we provide. How many of y'all that are associates here today have that same belief, that passion for what we do? And I'll tell you what, it's amazing. So, for our guest, I'd invite you to take a good, honest look at what we do today and at the membership particularly that we provide folks. And I do want to give you a fair warning right up front. And that warning is that we tend to get a little excited, you know, here at Prepaid Legal. And that's okay. I've been doing this for 8 years. I was one of these guys when we first got started that I was always saying, you know, don't get excited. Quit clapping and quit, you know, cheering and stuff like that. This is professional. And I've learned in the last 8 years, just kind of relax a little bit. I've learned it's okay to get excited. In fact, good things tend to happen when you do get excited. About 31 years ago, my parents got excited. That's why I'm here today. So, you know, good things will always happen if you tend to get excited. And that's okay. So it's okay to get excited if you got something to be excited about. And I really believe that we do. Not only do we have a great membership to be excited about, but we've got a great company here at Prepaid Legal Services. It's a company that I'm so proud to be affiliated with. And I know that our associates here today feel the same way. We've got a great compensation plan, a very generous compensation plan. We've got a product whose time has come. The timing of this marketplace is just incredible. So we're going to talk about a few of those things today. And I'd like to start just by sharing a little bit about my background with you, my story. And forgive me if you were here the other night, because you'll find a lot of what I say is kind of the same everywhere I go. And that's okay. That's the way it should be, right? I could tell you a different story today, but it wouldn't be my story. So I'm going to tell you my story again. I started, like I said, about 8 years ago full-time in this business. In fact, I'll take you back a little bit before that. It was actually about 13 years ago. I was 18 years old, and my brother came to me, and he had been marketing these services for a few years at that point, maybe 3 or 4 years at that point. And he talked to me about becoming an associate with Prepaid Legal Services. And I was 18 years old, okay? And that's something I started kind of on a part-time basis. I knew that it was real. I never really did doubt that it was a real company or that it was a good product or anything, because I had seen a difference in my brother's life. I had seen him go from being, you know, really flat broke and not having any money to all of a sudden starting to have money and starting to live a lot better lifestyle. He has 10 children, as many of you know, and
And so I had seen him, you know, go from living in an apartment to a home, and I had seen him go, you know, from driving terrible vehicles to nicer vehicles, and, you know, his kids were wearing nicer clothes, and, well, 10 kids, his kids were wearing clothes, and so that was, you know, that was impressive, but I saw these differences, and I thought, you know, show me what you're doing. So I started on a part-time basis, and actually did some great activity on a part-time basis. Activity that we still get paid on today because we have a residual income. So that was kind of cool. And I thought, you know, what a blessing it was to be involved in a business at 18 years old. When I turned 19, I went on a mission for our church and served in Africa for 2 years and was over there, had a great time. It was kind of cool. While I was in Africa, though, we had a business here that continued to grow. And we had recruited a few people before I had left that tended to recruit a few people, that recruited a few people. And so we had a business that continued to grow while I was overseas. And that was kind of neat. When I came back, I went to a school just a little south of here called BYU. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that school. Thank you. Thank you. I'm always careful because we're right here in the like juxtapositioned right between the two. And so, you know, I figure I'll either get praised or have stuff thrown at me by saying that. But I was able to go to BYU for a couple of years. And that brings me to 8 years ago when we went full time. And I'll tell you where we were at. I had spent a lot of money in college. In fact, we had gone into quite a bit of debt, and some of you know how that feels. It's not a good feeling to carry along with you a lot of debt. And that's kind of where we were. And we had a serious decision to make, a decision of whether we wanted to have this business, this prepaid legal product, this service, as something that I was just going to kind of do as a phase of my life, or whether we wanted that to become a way of life. And that's the decision that we made 8 years ago, to go full time and actually make this a way of life. And I'll tell you what, looking back, I've made some very intelligent decisions in my life. I've made a lot of stupid decisions, but I've made some very good decisions. And that financially was probably the best decision that we ever made, was to go full time in this business and start marketing these products. Initially, just kind of sold the membership. That's, in fact, in our training today, that's what I'm going to tell you about. I'm going to talk a lot about selling the membership and how to go out and sell more memberships, because that's what I did when I first got started. I went out and focused on marketing these plans. And started making pretty good money doing it too, and that's what was kind of exciting. I was 23 years old. Now, when I say we were flat broke, I mean that. We really did not have anything. We were living in a tiny little apartment in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I'm saying we didn't have we didn't have any living room furniture. We had a 2-bedroom apartment, but we didn't need 2 bedrooms. We didn't have anything to put in them. You know, I'm saying that, but it's real. I mean, that's exactly where I was at 8 years ago. We had a kitchen table. I remember this. It was not even a kitchen table. Where we ate was a nightstand. My wife's grandmother had passed away, and we got into her house and took the nightstand. And that was our kitchen table, and we didn't even have chairs. I'm not kidding. We sat on, you know, the little storage tubs that you buy at Walmart. We had two of those, and we sat on those. And the first time I did that, there was nothing in the tub. I fell in the tub, and I thought, well, that's bad, because now we got to find something to put in the tub. We didn't have to put anything to put in the tub. Finally, we started making money. And guys, one of our first goals was to get out of debt. And I told you the other night that we were blessed to be able to accomplish that, to get out of debt and you know, pay off that credit card debt. How many of you agree that that would be a great feeling? You know, to be totally debt-free. And guys, I'm going to tell you, and I'm glad that three of you are excited about that. That's good. I'm going to tell you, that was a fantastic feeling. You know, it was a good feeling for a couple of reasons. Number one, to be out of debt. But number two, to be able to set a goal and then achieve that goal. And if anything, prepaid legal has given me and my family a vehicle to be able to do that. To be able to set a goal and then achieve that goal. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Are setting goals and then achieving those goals. And you notice I used the word vehicle. That's an important word. See, you got to have a good vehicle if you want to achieve your goals. How many of you agree with that? Yeah, let me ask you a question. If I wanted to drive from Salt Lake here to Las Vegas, have any of you ever driven from Salt Lake to Las Vegas before? That takes about, what, 5 hours, I'm guessing? Is that about 5 hours? So if I wanted to do Salt Lake to Las Vegas in five and a half hours, I could have just about any vehicle I wanted, right? I mean, any car would do. What if I wanted to get there in 3.5 hours? I'd have to ride with Dave Hall, okay? And we would have to have a pretty fast vehicle. Would you agree? But what if I wanted to get from Salt Lake to Las Vegas in 45 minutes? What kind of vehicle would I have to have? Yeah, a jet, right? I mean, I couldn't get there in a car in 45 minutes. Now, let me ask you a question. In those scenarios that we just gave, that I just gave you, did the distance from Salt Lake to Las Vegas ever change? No. But the time changed. You know why? A different vehicle will get you to your destination faster. And that's what you got to realize about life. There's all kinds of vehicles that we have. And financially, you have been blessed today to come learn about a great vehicle. And all it is, it's not like this amazing miracle vehicle. It's not like a warp machine, you know, that you step in and all of a sudden you're in Las Vegas. 2 seconds. All it is a faster vehicle to get you to where you want to go. Okay, one of our goals was to earn $1 million by the time that we were 30 years old. Most vehicles that I could have picked at 23 years old would not have allowed me to do that, right? Prepaid legal allowed me to do that a little faster than most other vehicles out there. That's all it is. And by the way, I'm going to talk to you about income and things like that today. That's not to brag or to impress you or anything. If anything, it's to impress upon you that this is a real vehicle. And that some of y'all, and I'm not talking just to our guests, I'm talking to everybody, some of y'all need to take it a little more seriously. Because I've learned this. You can have a great vehicle, but if you park it out front and you never use it, it's not going to do you much good. Would y'all agree? So that's what I want to do. Let's talk about this vehicle. Now, before I get into that, I want to share some pictures of my children. I shared these with you the other night, and I just love doing this. This is my son, Bradley, who's 7 years old. And I trained the folks that were here the other night to ooh and ah at my picture, so that's good. They're learning. That's my son, Bradley, 7 years old. My daughter, Ina. Brianna is her name. We call her Ina. I took my kids swimming this morning. I woke up early, and we stayed at this resort up in Park City, and we went swimming. That's why I was late showing up this morning, so I apologize for that. But quite frankly, it was worth it, and I didn't care if I was late. So anyway, had a good time. This is my baby, Breeland, who is... good job, good job. She turns one next week, and so we are so blessed. And we just found out that my wife is pregnant again. We're going to have our fourth child, and so yeah. There you go. It is a blessing. I'll tell you this, it's a blessing to have beautiful children. It's a blessing to have a great family. It's a blessing to have a great business. And that's all I'm here to tell you today is hey, this blessing that has touched our lives, let me share it with you. You know, let me share with you exactly what's happened. And you know, we talk about I'm going to flip through this here. Okay, I'll go back there. There you go. This gentleman wanted to see my pictures. There you go. Good. I can tell you stories if you'd like, or we can move on. All right, let's go. Guys, these are the five areas we're going to talk about today. I kind of cover these, the company, the timing, the need, the marketplace, the product, and then also the compensation. Let's get right in and talk about the company Prepaid Legal Services and just some facts on Prepaid Legal. And I said this the other night. The truth is I don't have to spend a lot of time on talking about our company. Here's why. It's a solid company. Okay, it's been around for 38 years, started in 1972. It's a public company. See, you go to some deals, some, you know, business presentations and things, and they'll talk about their company for 30 minutes. You know why? Because they're trying to convince you it's a good company. I don't have to convince you of anything. It's a public company. You go look at the annual report yourself. You can find out all the details, all the facts on your own. Financially secure. Now, here's a great note to make. We have $54 million in liquid assets. $54 million last year was our net cash flow. That's 2009 net cash flow. And simply what that means is every year, every company has a net cash flow. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. If you think about it kind of like a bucket, you have money that's coming in if you're a company, and that's called your revenue, right? That's the money that you're putting into the bucket. And then you also have expenses. That's the money that you're taking out of the bucket. Right, and so at the end of the year, the money that's left after everything's come in and everything's paid out, the money that's left is called your net cash flow. How many of y'all know that in 2009, there were a lot of companies that didn't just have zero, they had a hole in their bucket. In other words, they went negative. They spent more money than they had in. Prepaid Legal had $54 million in net cash flow. At the end of the year, $54 million left. That's pretty powerful. And again, you don't have to take my word for that. Go look at your annual report. They will look at them like an investor. That's what I always like to tell people. Go on to prepaidlegal.com. Click on investor relations. You'll love what you find. It's great stuff. It's great information about this company. That's why this company, Prepaid Legal, has been featured in all these different business publications. You see there, Fortune Magazine, Forbes Magazine, Money Magazine, Black Enterprise Magazine, Business Week. These are all, publications, business publications that have spoken extremely highly of your company. I think that's great. You know, so I'll give you the most recent accolade that we've got at Prepaid Legal. Forbes Magazine comes out every year. In fact, for a lot of years, they were recognizing the 200 best small companies in America. They've shortened that list to 100 this year. Fortunately, Prepaid Legal is still on that list. And we were number 78 on that list. So pretty powerful, 78. Let me say it this way, okay? If Ryan and I started a company today, and I like using this example. If Ryan and I started a company today, and Ryan, our company grew to the point where we were recognized by Forbes Magazine. How many of y'all have ever heard of Forbes Magazine? I mean, this is not like the Utah Journal or, something like that. This is Forbes Magazine, one of the premier business publications in America. If they recognized Ryan's company and my company as one of the top 100 companies in Salt Lake City, that would be incredible. If they said we were one of the top 100 companies in Utah, that would be incredible, right? And I mean, think about that. Ryan, if that was our company, we'd be buying those publications. I'd buy like 1,000 copies and give them away as Christmas presents, and have the page marked. Well, there's where our company's recognized. We would be excited about that. Prepaid Legal is one of the top 100 companies in America. I don't know about you, that gets me excited, number 78 on that list. That's worth getting excited about. Now, the stock price is another way to kind of look at a company and say, okay, well, how's the company growing? Well, our stock back in 1995 was trading at about $1 a share. Now, it wasn't a new company in 1995. It had been around for 23 years at that point, but it was trading at $1 a share. Yesterday, and that's a typo, y'all, it closed at $61.99, so I'm lying a little bit. I gave it a penny. $62 a share is where it's trading at today. Okay, now listen, that's pretty good growth. Would y'all agree? From $1 to $62 in 15 years. Took 23 years to get to $1, okay? And then in the next 15, jumped to 62. It's like, look, if you had invested $1 million 15 years ago, it would be worth $62 million today. That is pretty. I told that to a guy the other day, and he said, yeah, but $1 million, that's a lot of money. I said, so $62 million. Okay, so what's your point, right? This is the kind of growth that Prepaid Legal is having. Now, I want to talk about timing for a second. I want to take you through a couple of graphs here that I think are kind of interesting. We're going to look at market trends for a second, and I share some information with you on health insurance, okay? If you look at the 1950s through the 1980s, and there's two things on this graph. The dark bar is health costs in America, how expensive it is, in other words, to go to the doctor. And the gray bar is HMO market penetration, in other words, how many people had health insurance. And what do you notice through the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, and all of a sudden in the 1980s? As doctors and hospitals became more expensive, what happened to the number of people that had health insurance? It went up. Exactly. Here's another one. Now, this one I want you to pay special attention to. This is a market trend that's talking about virus protection. All right, and you'll see back in 1995, the black bar reported virus attacks, the gray bar, how many people had virus protection on their computer. Back in 95, 15 years ago, nobody had virus protections. You know why? Nobody had viruses. All of a sudden, as more and more people started to get viruses, more and more people started to buy virus protection. And all of a sudden, in 1999, between 99 and 2001, everybody went out and bought some kind of virus protection. Notice this, to the point where there were more people in 2001 that had protection than there were that were having the problem. You follow me on that? That's important. You know why they bought that protection? Jot this down in your notes. It's cheaper to buy protection than it is to fight the problem. When it becomes cheaper to buy the protection than it is to fight the problem, people buy protection. Right? And why am I sharing this with you? Here's why. Identity theft services. Let's look at these for a second. You see, back in 2000, there weren't a whole lot of victims of identity theft. And hence, there were not a lot of people that had identity theft protection. 2003, the numbers were still fairly small. That's when Prepaid Legal and Kroll joined up to be able to offer the Identity Theft Shield. In 2006, the numbers had not increased a whole lot. There were a lot of victims, but not a whole lot of people had protection. And guess what I believe is going to happen in the next 24 to 36 months? What every expert out there is saying about identity theft protection is that it is cheaper to buy the protection than it is to fight the problem. And when that happens, what happens? People buy protection. And that's why I truly believe in the next 24 to 36 months, most Americans, if not all Americans, are going to have some kind of identity theft protection. Think about that. The people that you know, the people that you love, your family members, your neighbors, your friends, the people that have told you no thank you when you have done a presentation to them, will go out and buy some kind of identity theft protection. Isn't that cool? Now, here's my point in sharing that with you. If you're going to get involved in a trend or in an industry, when is the right time to get involved? Is it after everybody already has it? Is it way back in the beginning when nobody even sees the value? No, it's right before it takes off, right? And guess where we're at today? We're right before it takes off. Otherwise, I wouldn't show you the graph. So that's the point, guys. We are at a very unique time in this business, in this industry. I believe very strongly. And if I didn't believe this, I wouldn't be up here talking to you. And I wouldn't be out here in Utah, you know, working this week. I believe very strongly that we are at the perfect time to be offering these products. And I believe that the legal services are in that frame as well. But I believe that the urgency really comes with identity theft, that people are going to be buying this in the next couple years, whether you like it or not. So some of y'all are going to get out and get busy. And some of y'all are going to talk to enough people that you see in your bank account the result of this market growth. Does that make sense? How many of y'all are going to be in that position? Good. I hope so. That's great. Let me just take a second and if you want to take some notes on one other thing, I think this is kind of interesting. If you look at business in general, especially a business like ours, when you look at products and market trends, there's usually four phases of business. Okay. So let me just kind of share with you the four phases of business. The first phase is when a problem presents itself. See, any product out there is designed to overcome some kind of problem, whether it's to make something more convenient or to make it easier, make it less expensive. Every product out there is designed to overcome some problem. So phase number one, the problem presents itself, okay? Phase number two, the problem becomes commonplace. And this kind of goes along with what we're talking here. Phase number two, the problem becomes common. In other words, most people have the problem. Does that make sense? Phase number three, a solution presents itself. See, back when the problem first presented itself in a capitalistic society, it's not worth it to go out and find a solution. It's only worth it if the problem is affecting enough people. Does that make sense? If only two people in the United States were becoming victims of identity theft, there is no business in this country that would try to find a solution to identity theft. But when 10 million people a year are becoming victims, well, that's phase two, when it becomes common or when it becomes an epidemic, that's when, in a capitalistic society, everyone out there will try to find a solution. Okay, does that make sense? Phase number three, the solution presents itself. And then phase number four, the solution becomes commonplace. And that's where we are. And you can look at anything out there that has followed that. I mean, look, cell phones, right? There was a problem. The problem was I was out in my car and I couldn't call home. I mean, so that's a convenience issue, right? Number two, everybody was dealing that. Phase three, a solution presented itself. They invented a cell phone. And how many of you remember 15 years ago when we had cell phones and they were so big? You remember that? I mean, you know, these bag phones. How many of y'all had a bag phone? Anybody in here? Boy, I'll tell you, I remember those bag phones. And we call them car phones. And I believe that was because you had to have a car to carry it around. It was so big. These cell phones. And then all of a sudden, phase four. And that's where we are today. I can do more things on my cell phone than you could do on a computer 10 years ago, almost 5 years ago. I mean, it's amazing in a capitalistic society, when a problem affects enough people, where solutions will come from. Now, I'm here to share with you today, we've got a good solution. In fact, I'm going to use a word that I don't use a whole lot. We've got the best solution when it comes to identity theft services, and that's the Identity Theft Shield. Let me share with you just some facts on identity theft that I think are important. Number one, identity theft has already affected 1 in 4 United States households. Number two, there were over 10 million victims of identity theft last year. Here's another fact for you. 1 out of 700 thieves is actually arrested. Now, that's a good fact right there. Because If you want to find something, a crime that's going to continue to grow, okay? It's the one that only 1 out of 700 people are being caught. Would you agree? I'll put it to you this way. Look, if you were a criminal and you had a choice between going out and robbing a bank and stealing identities, which would be more attractive to you? Well, think of if you were a bank robber, number one, you got to get dressed up in black and, you know, you got to paint your face and all that stuff. And then you got to go out. You're probably going to get caught, you know, as a bank robber, unless you're really, really good. But, you know, they got all this security now, so you're probably going to get caught. And if you do get caught, you're going to go to prison for a long, long time. Would you agree? What about identity theft? Number one, you don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to paint your face. You can sit at your house in your underwear if you want, you know, eating Fruit Loops, get on your computer, steal people's identities. It's easy to do. 1 out of 700 gets caught, so you're probably not going to get caught. And here's the sad part. If you do get caught, it's a slap on the wrist. And that's the thing with identity theft. There are thieves that are being caught today that are not even going to prison. That, you know why they do that? They say no one's getting hurt by the crime. I'm going to show you a couple of video clips in a couple seconds that show you that that's not true. This is not a victimless crime. There are absolutely victims. And here's the last fact to go along with that. The average victim will spend 600 hours restoring their identity. Now, if that's not a victim, I don't know what is, right? We like to say in America that you're innocent until you're proven guilty. Would you agree? Yeah, and most crimes, that's true. But as a victim of identity theft, it's the only crime in America where you are guilty until you're proven innocent. And if you think about that, if Joe got a notice today from a credit card company, or maybe a call from a credit card company, they said, Joe, you need to pay on this credit card. Joe says, that's not my credit card. What are you talking about? Well, they say, well, Joe, it's your Social Security number. It's your name. It's your credit card. At that moment, here's what you got to understand. The credit card company doesn't have to prove that that is Joe's credit card. He has to prove that it's not his credit card. In the legal system, they call that burden of proof, right? Who has the burden of proof without any theft? It's the victim. The only crime in America where it acts like that, where the victim has to prove that it was not them. That's pretty interesting, right? Let me take that one step farther, though. Okay? And I'll pick on Deanne here. Deanne DeBell, who picked me up this morning in Park City and sped like a demon to try to get me here in time after I was late. And Deanne, I'm going to pick on you. Let's say that this morning you get pulled over, and I'm sure you don't speed normally, but with me in the car you did. Probably my influence, you know, came across on her. Deanne, she gets pulled over for speeding. Okay? And here's what happens, Deanne. A few months ago, you were a victim of identity theft. You didn't know that until you got pulled over for speeding. Now, at the time, Deanne, when they stole your identity, they did not touch your credit. They didn't touch your credit cards, bank account, anything like that. What they did do is they went out and committed a crime in Deanne's name. Okay? Now, I talked to a lady the other day. She said, yeah, but that doesn't even happen. How could they do that? Let me tell you how easy it is to commit a crime in somebody's name. You get a fake driver's license with their information and your picture. You go out and you drink and drive and you give that to the cop that finds you. It is not hard to do. Would you all agree? 700 criminals are figuring out one of them's getting caught, okay? So it's not hard to do. Deanne, that happened to you. They got busted for a crime. A court date was issued after they got busted for that DUI or whatever the crime was. Now, do you all think that Deanne showed up for that court date? No, she didn't even know about it, right? Do you think that the criminal was kind enough to show up for the court date? Probably not. So nobody shows up for court. What happened next? A bench warrant was issued for Deanne's arrest. That's what's important. A bench warrant wasn't issued for the criminal's arrest. It was in her name. And so, Deanne, you're a little surprised this morning. When you're rushing here to get to Super Saturday, you get pulled over. You're thinking, oh, worst case, I'm going to get a ticket. Mike Richards will probably pay for that since it was his fault. You know, maybe they'll even give me a warning. But they don't. They take her out of her car. They put handcuffs on her. They start arresting her. And when they start talking about her warrants, and Deanne says what? What warrants? I don't even know what you're talking about. That's not me. You got the wrong person. Let me ask you a question. You think cops have ever heard that one before? It's not me. You got the wrong person, yeah? In fact, when you say that, you probably look more guilty. They're like, for sure, she's the criminal now. You're going to take her in. At that moment, Deanne finds out front and center exactly what it means to be guilty until proven innocent. Now, I want to show you a video clip of a lady that this happened to, Stancy Nesby. And again, you might have seen this the other night. That's a good clip, though. And I'll tell you, this was on CNN Stancy Nasby went through this exact same thing, criminal identity theft. Let's see. Make sure I'm not on mute here. Our volume is up, and we'll play it.
Every time Stancy Nasby looks in the rearview mirror, she can't help but wonder if she's about to be pulled over.
Everybody needs to put themselves in my shoes and know that this could happen to them.
A 30-year-old single mom with four kids who holds two jobs working as a nurse's assistant, life was hard enough before her problems with police.
It's made it really hard for me to smile and be the normal person that I felt like I was at first.
It started 4 years ago when Stancy was pulled over for speeding in the Bay Area. She admitted going too fast, but couldn't understand why she was being arrested.
I ended up going to jail that day. They didn't believe anything I was saying.
It turned out Stancy had a warrant for her arrest. The police databases showed she'd been busted for cocaine possession here in San Francisco's seedy Tenderloin District back in 1999, but that she never showed up for court appearances. Stancy had to spend 3 days in jail. The problem, she was innocent.
Police later confirmed it when her fingerprints didn't match the real suspect who had used Stancy's name.
I've had nightmares about this.
She says police told her they'd fix the problem, but 2 months later, Stancy was arrested again, this time at her home in Berkeley. Once again, she says when the officers discovered the error, they told her they'd help her clear her name, but 3 months later, Stancy was arrested again in yet another jurisdiction. And it didn't end there. From 2002 to 2004, Stancy was arrested or detained 7 times by 5 police departments. In one instance, hauled off right in front of her children.
The kids were crying. And basically, they ended up, you know, throwing me on the ground and sticking their knees in my back.
Interesting? You know, think about that, guys. And this is real. This is not something that you just that we're making up or that's hypothetical. This is real. This is happening. Let me share a couple numbers with you that I think are important. 2006, write this down. 2006, 25%. In 2006, 25% of victims of identity theft reported that they had warrants issued for their arrest. That was 2006. 25%, 1 out of 4. 2007, now get ready, 62% of victims said that they had warrants issued for their arrest. That's scary. That's not Mike Riches. That's not Dave Hall. That is the Identity Theft Resource Center and their annual aftermath report. In fact, you want to go on their website, go Google Identity Theft Resource Center aftermath. Every year they do an aftermath. You will be shocked at what you find on that report. Guys, and that's what we talk about are the 5 common types of identity theft. See, how many of you, the first time you heard about identity theft, and I know we've got some associates in this room, and so, you know, we're more familiar with this other stuff, but how many of you, think back, the first time that you heard identity theft, right, you thought about the financial side, right? You thought about the credit cards, the bank accounts, your credit score, and things like that. And is that stuff important? Sure. But let me ask you a question. When Deanne's sitting in prison today, you think she's really caring about her credit report or her score? No. So it's not as important as some of this other stuff that we talk about. The fifth one, for example, the character, the criminal, the medical identity theft. That's another scary one. This thought that someone could check into the hospital and pretend to be you. What about the second one, which is driver's license identity theft? Someone getting a fake driver's license. They can do whatever they want. They become you with your information, their picture. And then the third one, Social Security identity theft. Now, this is the second clip that I want to show you this morning. It deals with a lady that was a victim of Social Security identity theft. What they did is they stole her Social Security number and used it to get a job in her name. Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think they used her social to get a job? Why not use their own? Yeah, right. They don't have one, right? Now, they might be trying to evade taxes. They might be trying to escape a criminal background or something like that. But the truth is, there are millions of illegal immigrants. And let me just talk to you for a second about this. 10 years ago, now I live in Texas, okay, and this is something that we see a lot. 10 years ago, if I owned a company and I wanted cheap labor, so I was going to go out and hire illegal immigrants to work for me, guess what I did? I paid them under the table, man. I paid them cash. I brought them out. They did their work. I paid them cash. It was all said and done. Everybody was happy. Today, I can't do that anymore. They have passed so many immigration laws. If I get caught doing that, I go to prison. So if I own the same company, I don't want to go out and pay more money. I want to keep hiring the same people. But guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell them, look, you got to go out and get a social. You got to get something that I can keep in my records to protect me if I get audited. Right? And that's why these illegal immigrants are going out and stealing Social Security numbers. They're using valid Social Security numbers. They have to pass E-Verified, all that stuff. They're valid numbers. They're just not their own valid numbers. Well, if they're not their own, guess what? They're somebody else's. And that's what the problem, that's where this problem is coming from. This lady, Audra Schmier, was a victim of this Social Security identity theft. What makes her story interesting is not that she had people working in her name. That happens to a lot of people. What makes her story unique is that it wasn't just one or two people that were working in her name. It was 200 people were using her information to get work. Check it out.
Audra Schmier has been a stay-at-home mom for 6 years. Now that her son's in school, she wants to return to work. So she applied to a temp agency.
They called me 3 or 4 hours later and said, Mrs. Schmier, I don't understand why you're applying. You already work here.
At a big tech company, a similar experience.
Here's my driver's license, my passport, my Social Security card. I gave him everything. And she said, well, really, how can you actually prove you're you? What if those people have the same documentation you do?
Schmier has discovered more than 200 illegal aliens throughout the United States are doing jobs Americans supposedly won't do by using her Social Security number. They work in fast food chains, cosmetic companies, even receive dividends from Microsoft.
I started to gather all this information and really found out how extreme the situation was. It's scary.
Her ordeal began last year with a bill from the IRS for nearly $16,000 in back taxes for a job in Texas. She lives in Dublin, California.
My husband was actually quite upset. He asked me when I had ever been to Texas.
She tracked down the illegal alien whose phony tax return triggered the IRS bill. He told her he bought her Social Security number and a fake green card at this Texas flea market.
I don't understand how illegal aliens can come across here and commit a felony. Identity theft is a felony. And be excused from that felony to continue living their life when I cannot live my life.
By January, Schmier faced $1 million IRS bill. She was temporarily detained by customs returning from a foreign business trip with her husband. And her Social Security account now shows a zero balance, erasing 14 years of work before her marriage.
Social Security right now sends me to IRS. IRS sends me to Social Security. Every now and then they'll send me to the FTC, whom I have a case with. No one wants to do anything about it. Right now, I have nowhere to go.
Schmier spends several hours a day trying to clear her name. The IRS has canceled her bill, but Social Security won't give her a new number. She says all 35 employers she's contacted have refused to take action against the workers using her number.
It's cheap labor, and they don't care.
Neither do most senators. John Ensign brought Schmier's case to their attention, and they still approved Social Security benefits for illegal aliens using stolen identities.
The crime of identity theft and Social Security fraud are not victimless crimes. The victims of these crimes are American citizens and legal immigrants.
Casey Wyan, CNN, Dublin, California.
Isn't that interesting? Whoa. Isn't that interesting? Guys, yeah, and some people sit back, they say, yeah, I don't think I'm going to buy protection. I'm going to wait for the government to fix it. Let me tell you something right now. The government's not going to fix anything, okay? This problem is bigger than the government can handle. And that's why I believe the only solution that's possible is a consumer-based solution. It's kind of like virus protection. If the government could fix viruses, they would have done it, but they didn't. The only solution was consumer-based. You and I, as consumers, had to go out and buy a protection. The same thing with identity theft. This is a consumer-based solution. That's why people are going to buy protection. You with me on this? That's why it's not that they're going to. They are. I mean, you'd be amazed at how these numbers are growing today. Let me talk about the three things that we do under this identity theft shield. Just kind of cover this product with you. And I told you I don't use this word a whole lot, but this is the best coverage available today. And trust me, I've looked at other coverages. I've shopped around. I've gone out and I've looked at the Life Locks and the Privacy Guard, and Experian has a product, Equifax has a product, and there's a lot of different identity theft services that have come up in the last few years, and that's okay. We're a capitalistic society. And I'll tell you what, I looked at those with an open mind as a consumer. If there's something better than the identity theft shield, by golly, I may not want to sell it, but I want to buy it for myself. And let me tell you something right now. Every time I look at another coverage, it makes me feel so good that we offer what we do, right? This identity theft shield. It is hands down the best product out there. And that's not even fair to say. To say it's the best makes it sound like there's even some competition. Let me say it this way. They're like the 800-pound gorilla, and the next in line is a 5-pound cat, okay? It is not a close call. This is not my opinion that it's the best. There's three things that we do that make it the best. Number one, a credit analysis. We start off by giving everybody that signs up for our service a free copy of their credit report and their score. Now, is that a real huge deal? No, because they can go get a credit report online for free, and we know that. So we don't really talk a lot about that. We don't try to make that into a huge deal. But here's what we also know. People don't go get it for free. People are not checking their credit report, and that's why we do it. We give it to them so they can see where they stand. Number two, continuous monitoring of that credit report. See, any time that there's a change on that credit report, we're going to notify that member. And the stuff they're looking for are pretty simple. Number one, a new account being opened in their name. Number two, a change of address. Number three, an inquiry. Anything like that that would be a red flag of identity theft, Kroll is the company that provides this, is going to notify that member and let them know, hey, this is what's going on. Now, I don't know about you, but that gives me peace of mind to know that someone is watching my back. My wife and I, we bought a new minivan a few weeks ago, and I say it like that because I'm one of these guys that swore I would never drive a minivan, okay? But we broke down, I broke down, and we bought this minivan a few weeks ago. The night that we bought it, literally within minutes, we were getting emails from Kroll. Is this you? Are you doing this? I wanted to email Kroll back and say, do you really think someone would steal my identity to buy a minivan? I mean, seriously. But I didn't. I said, thank you, and I went on about my business. But let me tell you something. It made me feel good. See, how many of you know people will pay a lot of money for peace of mind? Would you agree? And let me tell you, this is a peace of mind product. It makes people sleep better at night. It makes them feel good to know that someone is watching their back. Now, the monitoring is great. The credit analysis, that's great too. But those first two features do not make our product unique. It's the third thing, what's called identity restoration, that makes our product unique. See, and here's why. Identity restoration, what that means is if I ever become a victim of identity theft and I have this service, that immediately I can sign a limited power of attorney over to Kroll. Kroll is a company that we work with. They've been around for about 40 years. They have a division called Kroll Fraud Solutions. That's the division that we work with. And Kroll Fraud Solutions is made up of licensed investigators. Okay? Now, when I sign a limited power of attorney, it's not over to some guy that doesn't know what he's doing. It's over to a licensed investigator. And when I say licensed, that means that they have access to databases that you and I don't have. That means that they can do things that you and I can't do. And it means that they can clean up the mess in a lot faster time than you and I could. And that's what they do. That we turn it over to Kroll. We let them handle it. They come in. And I want to be real clear on this morning, y'all. This is not a deal where they just coach our members on the phone on what to do. This is a deal where they do it on behalf of our members. All the phone calls, the legwork, the paperwork, the affidavits, everything, they do it on behalf of them. Remember the 600 hours that a victim spends? With our program, they don't spend that time. Why? Because we have Kroll do it for them. Does that make sense? Now, if that's not worth that peace of mind memory, I don't know what is, right? And that's a great feeling to know that they're going to step in and do that if and when our members ever become a victim. You like this product, this Identity Theft Shield? Isn't that great? If we took off the third one and it was just the middle two, that would be better than nothing, okay? I mean, it would be nice to have a credit analysis. It would be nice to have someone watching your credit report, monitoring it for you. I don't know if it's that guy that does it, but he kind of looks tough, so I like to think that it is. But anyway, that would be good, but it would not be the same as this restoration plan. And I'm telling you, that's what makes this product the best. I want you to understand, if you leave out of here not getting anything else today, I want you to know, I want you to sleep well knowing tonight that you offer the best product available on the marketplace today. Fair enough? Great. All right. Now, this is just one part. We have the identity theft shield there in yellow. This is one of the three parts of a plan that we believe represents a complete solution. The life events legal plan is the blue, and then the legal shield is 24-hour protection. That's the red. That's what I'm going to talk about next, this life events legal plan. We like to say in America, you're innocent until you're proven guilty, right? Well, really, that's not true. It's innocent until you're proven broke. And if you're in the legal system and you run out of money, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to wish that you either had access to a plan like this or that you could afford an attorney. Because if you run out of money in the legal system, you're probably not going to get a very fair shake. Is that true? On the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., in stone are etched the words, equal justice under the law. And I like what Harlan Stonecipher says. He says, you know, that sounds great. It gives you a good feeling when you hear it. But there's just one problem with it. It's not true. See, justice in this country is green. In other words, you get about as much as you can afford. And what a prepaid legal plan does is very simply, it makes those types of legal services affordable for everybody. So I'm going to go through, just kind of show you, you know, what these plans do. Number one, we offer what we call preventive legal services. And the first thing that we like to do under their preventive, this preventive side of it is we offer phone consultation on an unlimited number of legal events. Okay, so what that means is any time you have any kind of legal question and you have this plan, you're a member. As a member, you can pick up the phone and speak to a qualified attorney about that legal question. Doesn't matter what it's about. It could be a legal question about your kid's school. It could be a question about taxes or real estate or estate planning or wills or inheritance or immigration. Any legal question that you have, you pick up the phone, you speak to an attorney. And I like it for a couple reasons. Number one, it's an attorney. It's not a paralegal. It's not a legal secretary. How many of you ever called a law firm before to get legal advice and you didn't get an attorney on the phone, right? With this, you don't have to worry about that. It's an attorney that's going to call you back. Number two, it's an attorney that specializes in that area that you have a question in. See, I talked to a guy the other day. He said, yeah, my brother's an attorney. I don't think I need this. And I said, that's fine. But the truth is, your brother only specializes in one area of law. We have a law firm here in Utah. How many, the law firm is the Smart, Schofield, Shorter, and Lunsford. There you go. I don't know why I can't just get that down. It's not that hard. There's only four names, but I'm going to call it the Smart Law Firm from here on out. The Smart Law Firm right here in Salt Lake City. How many attorneys work for the Smart Law Firm? Okay, so it's 14 attorneys that work for the Smart Law Firm. Let me tell you, you have the privilege of knowing that no matter what kind of legal question you have, you can call and get advice from an attorney that specializes in that. See, when you have 14 attorneys, they don't all specialize in the same thing. You got a specialist in taxes. You got a specialist in real estate transactions, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense? Family law. No matter what you do, you call and you get a specialist. You know what else I like about that? The word right there, unlimited. Everybody say unlimited.
Unlimited.
That's a good word, right? This is an unlimited member. What that means is you can call on an unlimited number of issues. If you hang up the phone and you've asked them three or four questions and you think of another one, guess what you do? You call them back. That's exactly right. We like to say that even if you're just legally lonely, you can just call and talk, and they'll cover that too. Doesn't matter. This is an unlimited plan. I mean, that when you carry that card in your wallet, just know that's an unlimited membership. And I always have to be careful to say that because I lived down in Louisiana for a while, and the people down there are not the brightest, and I'm not saying that to be mean. They're just not very smart people. I was always afraid that if I said that, you know, this card means that you have an unlimited access. I was always afraid that they'd think it was like an unlimited credit card or something. You know, they show up at Walmart buying all these TVs and just throw their prepaid card. That's unlimited right there. You know, so I'm kind of careful on that. I didn't think you guys would get that, but you know, just in case any of you are from Louisiana, I figured I'd point that out. Okay, number two. The second thing that we do, letters and phone calls on a member's behalf. And I like this. What this means is if you ever get treated unfairly, you can have an attorney write a letter on your behalf. How many of y'all, by a show of hands, have ever been treated unfairly before in your lives? Okay, that's another way of saying how many of you are breathing today, right? All of us have been treated unfairly. But the point is, guys, when that happened and you did not have this membership, what did you do about it? Did you really go out and hire an attorney and pay him $500 to write a letter on your behalf? Heck no. And I'm going to tell you something right now. When you have access to an attorney, and it doesn't cost you anything, you'll be amazed how much you start using it. Would you agree? And that's what this plan does. See, when you have a legal problem or a situation that you have not been treated fairly in, you call your law firm. They'll write a letter for you. And people will take you a lot more seriously if an attorney's doing the talking. Would y'all agree? And that's what they do under this plan. So I love that. I'll share a story with you. My wife and I, we took a flight on Delta a while back. And you know what Delta stands for, D-E-L-T-A. That's don't expect luggage to arrive. That's what that means. So I say that here in Salt Lake. They're a hub here. I told that to one group. A guy said, no, it's don't ever leave the airport. That's what it means. I thought, oh, that's pretty good, too. I took a flight on Delta. We were flying out of Shreveport, where I lived, and I had my wife and baby with me. We were going to Cancun, okay, and it was one of these trips that prepaid legal had paid for. We were all excited to go, and we left Shreveport. We got to Atlanta, where we had to change planes, and when we got to the gate to get on the second airplane, the guy at the gate stopped us, and he said, I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot get on this flight. And I said, what's wrong? He said that the guy in Shreveport had messed up on our documentation. And I said, well, can you fix it? Can you get the right documentation? And he said, I'm sorry, sir. If you want to get on this flight, you got to go back to Shreveport and get the right documentation yourself. And I said, "What? Are you serious? You know, and I argued a little bit. Of course, I was in an airport, so you don't want to argue too much because they will arrest you. So, you know, so I argued. You know, at the end of the day, I ended up having to leave my wife and baby in a hotel there in Atlanta. I took a flight back to Shreveport, got the right documentation, flew back to Atlanta the next morning, got my wife and baby at the hotel, finally went to the airport, we got on our flight. And I remember being irked about it because it was not my fault. And I knew that, and he knew that, and that it was the guy in Shreveport that had messed up. It wasn't me. And I remember talking to the guy. I said, well, don't y'all compensate us or something like that? And he said, well, at Delta, what we do is we apologize. I said, well, thank you very much. And I had the warm feeling in my heart. That was about it. I said, when I got home from Cancun, I'll tell you what I did. I called the law firm there in Louisiana. I said, look, if you could just write a letter to Delta. They said, we'd be happy to, Mr. Richards. They wrote a letter to Delta. Now, I'll tell you this right now. There's no way that I would have paid $500 for that letter. But since it was free, guess what? I used it. I said, well, why not? Well, when Delta got that letter from my attorney, and they actually corresponded two or three times. It was kind of interesting. I found these letters a few weeks ago and was reading them again. It was just so powerful to have an attorney represent you. When they got that from my attorney, they sent me an official apology in the mail along with $500 in vouchers. And that, I said, now that is an apology right there, right? It's having an attorney on your side. When it was me talking to the attorney, it was zero. To Delta, it was zero. When my attorney talked to Delta, it was $500. That's the difference, right? And that's what I love about this plan. The third thing, contract and document review. Now, I love this part of the membership. What that means is anytime you sign a contract or a document, you can get that reviewed by your attorney first. And I'll pick on George Wilkinson. Why would you want an attorney, George, to review a contract before you sign it? Because he doesn't know what's in it, right? That's exactly right, y'all. How many of you know that people sign stuff all the time without having any idea what they're getting into? And some people, they don't even read it, right? They just sign kind of hoping that it's okay. Some people, they'll sit there and read the thing, but it doesn't matter. It might as well be in Japanese. They can't understand anything anyway, you know, because it's all the legal jargon. Y'all, my point is this. An attorney somewhere probably wrote that contract. What's wrong with having your attorney review it? Yeah, I talked to a guy the other day. He said, man, I've never used an attorney before in my life. I said, really? You've never signed a contract? And he said, well, I've signed plenty of contracts. I said, well, let me ask you, who do you think wrote those contracts? He said, an attorney. I said, oh, so I understand. You've used attorneys, just never your own attorney before. He said, yeah, that's probably not the best plan. I said, no, it's not, sir. You got a membership. Will preparation and updates is the fourth area. Now, this is a big one here in the state of Utah. I remember coming out here a few years ago, and there was a big story on KSL News. It was about a couple that was up on the mountain, and they got struck by lightning. Some of y'all remember this. They got struck by lightning, and they had children. Both of them passed away. Those kids became wards of the state of Utah. What that means is the state of Utah decided who was going to raise them. Well, unfortunately, there was some disagreement in the family. And I know that's hard to believe that family members would ever disagree. But there was some disagreement in the family as to who was best qualified to raise those children. The state of Utah actually put those kids in a foster home until they made that decision. Now, I heard that story, and I thought to myself, I never want that to happen to my kids. I don't want the state to decide anything on who's going to raise my children. Does that make sense? Quite frankly, for me, they'd probably pick my in-laws. That scared me to death. I said, okay, we got to get us a will to make sure that doesn't happen. You get that done through your membership. Guess how much it cost you? Nothing. It's free. Everybody say free.
Free.
Isn't that a good word? That makes you feel good, right? I'm telling you, this is a free will. And it's not just a last will and testament. It's the durable power of attorney, the living will. If you're ever on life support, you can decide what's going to happen. The whole document they give you for nothing. I was talking to a gentleman just yesterday, and I right here in Salt Lake City, and I said, listen, if you went out and got a will, it'd cost you $700 or $800. He said, try $2,000. That's what he had paid for his will. I said, do you see value in our membership? He said, yes, I do. Right? That's the power of what we do. Now, I like this next area, motor vehicle legal services. And you can see here, these services are available 15 days after enrollment. How many of you have ever seen this gentleman right here? You seen him? Deanne was looking for him this morning when she was driving me here. She's like, please don't pull me over. One of the things we do under the membership, we give assistance with moving traffic violations. And I like that part of the plan. If you ever get a speeding ticket, our law firm will provide you a defense. They'll send an attorney to court. And what they're good at doing is getting those tickets reduced down so that they don't go on your record. Why would you want a ticket not to go on your record? Yeah, your insurance would go up, right? And I'll tell you what, I appreciated that back when I got my membership. I remember 8 years ago when I first started using this plan. I got a ticket up in Box Elder County, Utah here, and that's Brigham City. And I'll tell you what, I remember that. I remember just feeling frustrated, and I wasn't speeding that much, you know. I was like 15 overs, like, leave me alone, you know. But I remember he gave me that ticket, and the smart law firm sent an attorney to court for me, fought the ticket. I was so impressed with how this attorney fought this ticket. I mean, he met me there on the courthouse steps. I was late. I know that's hard to believe. I was late showing up for court. I walked in, and he said, are you Mr. Riches? And he shook my hand. I didn't walk in. I walked up to him on the steps. He shook my hand. He said, I'm your attorney. I'm going to go represent you. How about we get this thing reduced down so it doesn't go on your record? I said, that sounds great. He said, stay right here. He walked in. He came out about 2 minutes later, and it had the thing totally reduced down off my record. I was like, that is so cool. Made me feel great. That's right here in Utah. Now, I've used that a few times. I've gotten 11 tickets since then, just to make sure that it worked, just to try it out, you know. And I'll tell you, it does very well. I'll share one last story with you. When I was in Louisiana, I was driving outside of Shreveport on this little road, and I remember the road was real frustrating because it goes from 45 miles an hour to 55, then back to 45, then 55, and it won't stay still. And I don't like to slow down and speed up. I just like to speed up. So I'm driving, and I remember I got pulled over, and it was a Caddo Sheriff's officer that pulled me over. Well, the funny thing was, that's one of my groups. And the guy that pulled me over, I had just sold him a membership like 3 weeks ago. And I got out of my car, and I had a little prepaid legal shirt on, and first thing he said, prepaid legal, huh? Well, you're going to need it today. And I was like, oh, man. I was going 62 miles an hour, which in a 55 is not bad. I did not realize I was in a 35 school zone, okay? And he said, man, 62 in a 35 school zone. And I said, I'm so sorry. He looked at me, he said, well, I'll tell you what. You take care of us, I'm going to take care of you. This one's on me, pal. I mean, I got so excited. I think I took off going like 70. I was so happy. I was like, woo, you know. But anyway, it's fun. We also assist with certain criminal charges, motor vehicle accidents, negligent homicide, things like that. Other parts of our plan, trial defense services, federal tax audit, legal services. If you're audited by the IRS, you have assistance and help there. And then a 25% discount on anything else. So things like divorce or bankruptcy or DUI would be covered at a 25% discount, which I think is a pretty cool deal as well. You talk about lawsuits. Here's an important fact for you. 33 million hospitalizations every year in the United States versus 100 million court filings, which simply means you're about three times more likely to end up in court than you are in the hospital. Do you think that there's a need for these services that we provide? I guarantee there is. The last part, I told you the legal shield is the 24-hour access, and I love this part. This is, if you're ever detained by a law enforcement officer, if you're injured in an accident, if authorities attempt to remove your children from your home, or if you're served with a warrant, you have 24-hour access to your law firm. Okay, and it's basically a special number that you call 24 hours a day. I've used this before, was in a car wreck about 10:30 at night on a Saturday evening. I'll tell you right now, without this membership, there's no way I could have found an attorney at 10:30 at night on a Saturday evening. Even if I was related to an attorney, they wouldn't have taken my call at 10:30 at night on a Saturday evening. But I'm going to tell you right now, I was able to get an attorney on the phone because I have this plan. And that gave me, again, that peace of mind. It was nice knowing that someone was there. The attorney calmed me down, told me exactly what to say, what not to say, and sent me on my way. It made me feel good to know that I had that kind of coverage. How many of you feel good knowing that you have this kind of coverage, right? 24 hours a day. You're protected. Here's the best part. I told you before I went into this legal plan that what we try to do at Prepaid Legal is make these types of services affordable. Now, if we were sitting here charging $1,000 a month for this membership, or even $500 a month for this membership, I'm not saying that that wouldn't be a good deal, because there are people that pay thousands, plural, of dollars a month for these types of services, for that kind of access. It would probably be a good deal to offer it for $1,000 or $500 a month, but would that be affordable for everybody? No. Well, let me tell you what we do. We don't charge $1,000. We don't charge $500. We make these services available for $1.19 a day. It's $35.95 a month. That's what we charge for our membership. I don't know about you, but to me that's affordable. For $1.19 a day, you know, we like to say for a bottle of water a day, I like to say that when I have a bottle of water. This bottle of water we bought outside, Mike bought that for me. How much was it? Probably $1.50, $1.75. Okay, so I may be even lying saying a bottle of water, because this is more than $1.19. I keep getting messed up on that, because we used to say a cup of coffee, and that worked till Starbucks came out. You can't buy a cup of coffee for $1.19. Now you can't buy a bottle of water for $1.19, and we're going to start saying a Twix bar every day. I don't know what we're going to say. It's $1.19 a day is what we offer. Now let me tell you, where the opportunity comes in for you and I is to simply go out and tell other people about what we do. And all I'm asking today is if you see value in this membership, tell other people about it. Go out and share it with other people. If you don't see value in the membership, that's fine. Don't tell anybody. If you do see value, though, which would tell me that you're somewhat intelligent, that means that you want to go out and talk to people about it. And I say that. There are some people that don't see value. That's okay. I've always said that you can't sell dumb, you can't sell broke, you know, and that's fine. I remember when my brother said that one time, and my dad was there. My dad went 10 years without buying this membership. I think it was a pride issue. I don't need that thing that my sons are doing. Anyway, he went 10 years, and I remember we were at my brother's house, and my brother said that, you can't sell dumb and you can't sell broke. And my dad said, well, Mark, which one am I? And he said, I don't know, but you're not broke. I'll let you figure that out. Here's the point. If you do see value, and I hope you do, you got to realize other people are going to see value as well. And all I'm asking you to do is share it with people. Tell people about it. See what it does for you. Now, we do charge a $249 investment to start as an associate with Prepaid Legal. Now, what you receive for that, you receive a getting started training, which includes participation in a new Fast Start program. We have Fast Start trainings that are occurring now, which I'm excited about. You get a supply kit with all the supplies that you'll need to get started. Prepaid Legal will replenish those supplies for the life of your business, which I think is pretty cool. There's total home office support as well, which you've got a home office there of 800 people that basically work for you. And then you get the tax benefits of having a home-based business. And that's what you get for $249, okay? So that's a pretty good deal. I feel very good about offering that to people. Truth is, if you went out and started a traditional business, it would be a lot more than $249. And it'd take you a lot longer to make that kind of investment back, and you would not have the kind of support that you have with Prepaid Legal. Now, I'm happy to announce to you that in the month of November, it's not a $249 investment. They've got that reduced to $149, which I think is pretty cool. So it makes it a little more affordable for you to get started. I think it's great. I want to talk to you about the two areas to work, okay? And there's basically two ways There's a lot of different ways to make money, but I'm going to talk about two of them. The first is called personal sales, okay? And I show this in one of my presentations. A guy came up afterwards and said, you can't say sales because people don't like sales. And well, okay, I'm sorry if you don't like the word sales, okay? You can say personal telling people. Telling people didn't fit on the blue circle, so sales is what I got, okay? I'm sorry. But it's personal, going out and showing people this membership. Here's how that works. You get paid every time that you do that. And you start as an associate, which means that if you go out and share a membership with somebody, a $35.95 membership, whoa, sorry about that. You be careful with my microphone here. $35.95 membership, the company's going to pay you about $35 to do that, okay? Which means if you do one, you get $35. If you do two, you get $70. If you do three, you get above my math range, okay? But it's $35 that you make on every membership. Now, you can't stay there very long. They're not going to let you. In fact, after your first five memberships, you're going to move to senior associate, where you go to $138 per sale. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that's a pretty good raise, right? From $35 to $138. They add over $100 to you in that compensation plan. How many of y'all today are senior associates, by the way? Wow, isn't that great? Recognize these guys. Give them a hand. That's great. $138 is better than $35, so get there as quick as you can. Another way to get there, and a much better way to get there, an easier way to get there, is to recruit one associate and sell three memberships, which I think is even better. So, and the associate can buy one of those three memberships. So really, if you recruit an associate that buys a membership and sell two more, you immediately move to senior associate, which I think is pretty cool. You do a little more activity, you'll move to the manager level. How many managers do we have in the room today? Wow, okay, look at those guys. That is fantastic. Managers make $172 on every membership sale. Where's a manager? Who's a manager again? Okay, sir, $172, is that real? You get that money? Is it actual money? I mean, it's not IOUs or anything like that. Would you agree? Oh, okay, good, yeah. Next time I'll work that in advance. Okay, so there we go. Managers, $172 on every sale. That's worth it. I mean, he could go out at his lunch break and make $172 and make more in his lunch break than he makes all day working, depending on what his job is. That's a pretty cool deal. Now, directors make $207, which is even a better deal on every membership sold. If you are a director today, I'd like you to stand and be recognized. Look at that, guys. Look at our directors. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to our directors. I think that's incredible. $207 on every membership sold. That is, I don't know about you. I get excited about that. And then executive directors are $252 on every membership sold. So that if Dave Hall, for example, goes out and sits down with a person for 15 minutes and shares this membership with him, the company's going to pay him $252 to market that membership to one person. Isn't that amazing? I was 23 years old. $250 was a lot of money. I'm 31 today. $252 is still a lot of money for 15 minutes. That's not a bad deal. If you're an executive director, if you please stand, we want to recognize our executive directors. Give these guys a big round of applause. I will tell you this. Let me give you some advice. If you're going to talk to somebody about how to do this business, if you're going to talk to somebody and try to get advice from them, make sure they're an executive director. There's a lot of folks who are anxious to give advice, but not qualified to give advice, okay? And I say that, but it's real, right? I remember I walked into a room and we had a guy just barely started, and he was sitting there giving a whole sermon on how to do this business. And I'll tell you, I appreciate that. But if I'm going to listen to somebody, I want to make sure that they're successful. I want to make sure they know what to do, right? That they know what they're talking about. So I want you to take advice from our... If you're an ED, again, just raise your hand. We want to... These are the people that you take advice from. These are also the people you borrow money from, guys, because they're executive directors now. They make $252 per sale. That's one way to make money. And guys, when I first started, that's what I was interested in. I just wanted to go out and sell this membership to people. I just wanted to go out and tell as many people as I possibly could. I was going into companies and offering this as an employee benefit. I was going up to people that I knew. I was selling this membership. I was telling everybody I could think of about this plan. I was so excited about it. And I made a lot of money in the blue, which is great. Now, I'll tell you, a few years ago, I got excited about the red circle, which is what we call teamwork. And this is a little different to me. This is where you recruit business partners, and then you receive bonuses when your team makes a sale. To me, this was exciting. Because all of a sudden, I didn't have to go out every day and be selling memberships, right? See, in the blue, I made a lot of money there, but here's the problem. Every time that I woke up, I had to start over again. I woke up every day, basically unemployed, until I went out and started selling memberships again. And the red allowed me to have a little more freedom. We call that passive income, when you're not directly involved in making the money that's coming in. And so I got excited about the red. And in fact, about a year and a half ago, I got really excited about the red. And I decided that I was not going to go out and write personal memberships in groups anymore. And that was a big step for me, because I'd done that for 7 years. I had enjoyed doing that. I'll maybe talk a little bit more about that in our training today. But for the first time, I said, look, I'm going to make a living simply on team building, on the teamwork side of our business. And I will tell you this, here we are a year and a half later. Again, made some stupid decisions in my life. I've made a few good decisions. That was one of the best decisions that I've ever made, to build a team and become serious about that. And I'll tell you what, it's been a blessing in our lives. You receive an average bonus of about $35 a sale. And if you talk to just about any executive director, and maybe in the training today we'll get a little more in detail of how that works, but I like to just keep it easy if I can. You get about $35, and I think any executive director would agree with that. If your team does 100 sales, you make about $3,500 in overrides. If your team does 1,000 sales, you make about $35,000 in overrides. I like to use 100, because $3,500 is not a bad amount of money. And if you were doing this part-time, and you had a team that was doing 100 sales a month, and you have $3,500 extra dollars coming in a month, how many of y'all could figure out how to spend that money, right? And that would not be bad. What if you were doing this, though, full-time, and you had a team that was doing 100 sales a week, and you had $3,500 a week that was coming in on that volume? What? Now, that could get someone excited. $3,500 a week, that's $14,000 a month. I mean, even if you're not an excitable person, $14,000, you can hire someone to get excited for you at $14,000 a month. That's a pretty good deal, right? We've got folks in our business that have teams that are doing 100 sales a day. One of my mentors, Mr. Wilburn Smith, his team does well over 100 sales a day. You know, we talk about ED qualification, executive director writing 75 sales in a month. And of course, in November, it's only 55 sales, which is kind of a cool thing. But writing 75 sales in a month. And I remember when I ED qualified, is what we call that. We got 75 team sales in a month. I remember when I qualified the first week of the month. I remember a few years ago when that happened. And the first week of the month, and I was so excited, I called my brother. And he said, yeah, I qualify the first day of every month, right? I thought, okay, well, you're kind of a jerk. But, you know, I thought that is pretty cool. And so I worked harder, and I got to where I qualified the first day of the month for executive director. And that was kind of cool. And then I called my brother, and I told him about that. He said, yeah, but Wilburn Smith, he qualifies the first hour of every month. And I said, all right, back to work again. But anyway, it is exciting to have teams that are writing production. And what I'd like to do now is invite some folks to share just their story and a little bit of their background with you. If you give these folks a round of applause as they come to the front of the room.
My name is Lucas Hill, and prior to Prepaid Legal, I was 20 years old. I never graduated from high school, and I was working about 80 hours a week, raising a family, and I was really dead broke. But we got started part-time with Prepaid Legal, and after a few months, it was paying us more than our full-time job was, and now life is dramatically different. It's taken us on cruises and vacations provided by the company or the uplines, and we just have a whole lot of fun here at Prepaid Legal. We've met a bunch of millionaires. We would have never been able to do that at our old job, so we love Prepaid Legal.
My name is James Jackson III. I keep a pretty tight schedule. Been in the financial industry for going on a decade now, and also I'm a nonprofit company as well. What I love about prepaid legal, the simple system in place, I can still earn a sexy part-time income, and residual income beats any 401k.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Anderson. I was introduced to prepaid legal about 9 months ago, and a little bit of my background. I was going to school full-time on top of working full-time, but I still managed to work some prepaid legal. Now my husband and I get to work from the comfort of our home, and the other week we earned an extra $1,500. We love prepaid legal.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 3 years ago. My intention was try to get a little extra money to cover the car payment. What happened was is I plugged into a system that started working for me about 4 months in. It was paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job was. So 2 months later, I decided to fire my boss. 2 months after that, I had my first $8,000 month, and now it pays us a six-figure income from home, and we absolutely love the business.
Even lower. I'm Gabby Martineau. I've been with Prepaid Legal a little over a year, about a year and a half. Prior to Prepaid Legal, I was a trauma therapist, working a lot of hours. Time not very well spent. However, having this opportunity to be able to retire my husband at the end of this year will be, my dream. Thanks, Prepaid Legal for Life.
My name's Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Prepaid Legal. And we started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week, but within a few months it was paying me more than my full-time jobs. So I let those go, went full-time with the company. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Hasn't paid us less than six figures now for the last 10 years in a row. Took us just over 7 years to make over $1 million with this company, which would have taken me over 55 years in my previous place of employment. I love Prepaid Legal.
Very good. I'll tell you what, guys, and let me just close with this. I think what's unique about Prepaid Legal is that you've got people from every background that come from all walks of life that reach some amazing levels of success. It's not that Dave Hall didn't work hard, because I'm sure to build a team the size of Dave Hall's, he worked his butt off. And he would have had to work hard in any business, in any job. He would have had to develop skills. He would have had to work on himself. There are things that Dave Hall has done in the last 11 years that he's been with this company that he would have had to do in any other business. The problem is most other businesses, most other jobs would not have allowed someone like Dave Hall to have the kind of success. And that's not an insult. But you get it. Yeah, it's actually very true. But guys, if I feel strongly about one thing, it's about the people, and Dave Hall is a poster child for that, that come from a background that you would not look at and say, okay, this guy doesn't have a GED, is going to be successful. I look at my brother, same thing. I mean, waiting for years and years and years. Ambitious, talented, great people, but just never have the right vehicle. And I'm telling you that because there are some of you sitting here right now that are waiting, that are dying to be able to shine. But you were waiting for the right vehicle. And I'm here to tell you the vehicle is here. You're in it. You got it right now. It is your time to shine. And some people think, well, that's just for the leaders in the business. That's just for the people that have been doing this for a long time. That's not true. Because the last time I was out here, there was a kid named Ryan Burns that nobody had ever heard about before. And Dave Hall was bragging on him. He was, a new manager. And the last time I was out here, and I like to kind of think that my training helped propel him in the business, but now look, not even three years later, and here's Ryan Burns sitting in front of you today as an executive director, $100,000 earner in the business. I mean, that's pretty incredible. How many PhDs do you have, Ryan? Yeah, he's got one. He was poor, hungry, and driven, right? That was his PhD. But you get what I'm saying. I mean, guys, it doesn't matter where you are. I want to share just one last video with you to close this out today, and then we'll invite you as if you're a guest today, as we close, to kind of get with the person that brought you here. We'd love for you to stay out for training. We're going to do some great training today. I'm very excited about that as well. How many of you would like to learn about selling more memberships and be more effective at that? Well, good. We'll talk about that today.
I want to share this last video clip with you, and maybe you've seen this. In fact, I'm sure probably most of you have. This is a gentleman named Paul Potts, whose story just touches me. Paul Potts was a car phone salesman, okay, and he went on a show called Britain's Got Talent. This was a few years ago. I like it because Britain's Got Talent is kind of like American Idol here. What you're going to see here is his tryout for Britain's Got Talent. And the difference is when you try out for American Idol, you're in front of three judges. When you try out for Britain's Got Talent, you're in front of three judges and a huge studio audience, right? So, this is really, when it talk about your time to shine, this was his time to shine. I believe that he had talent and he was just waiting to be able to show it to people. Now, you look at Paul Potts, he doesn't look like the kind of guy that you think would become very successful, be a millionaire. But I want you to I want you to see his story and see what I'm talking about when it comes to your time to shine.
But for the next contestant, the world of showbiz seems a million miles away.
It's Paul, a mobile phone salesman from South Wales.
By day, I sell mobile phones. My dream is to spend my life doing what I feel that I was born to do.
Paul, what are you here for today, Paul?
To sing opera. I've always wanted to sing as a career. Confidence has always been sort of like a difficult thing for me. I've always found it a little bit difficult to be completely confident in myself.
Okay. Ready when you are.
At Car Phone Warehouse, and you did that. I wasn't expecting that.
No, neither was I.
This was a complete breath of fresh air. I thought you were absolutely fantastic.
You have an incredible voice. I think if you keep singing like that, you are going to be one of the favourites to win this whole competition.
I think that we've got a case of a little lump of coal here that is going to turn into a diamond.
Okay, moment of truth, young man. Piers.
Absolutely yes.
Amanda?
Yes.
Paul, you are going to be the champion. All right. Wasn't that good? As they say in England, I got goose pimples. But I'll tell you what.
Guys, I'll tell you what, every time I see that, it just reminds me that you never know what could happen in life. I mean, that, and by the way, Paul Potts went on to win that entire competition. He won a $1 million recording contract. He has now become a multi-platinum artist, singing opera, doing what he believed and what he always wanted to do. And I'm telling you what, I see that and I say this. If he can do that, a guy working at Carphone Warehouse, what can you and I do with this vehicle right here? And all the world is waiting for is you and I to do it, right? You and I to get ready to shine. So look forward to being with you in the training today, covering some great information. Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Appreciate your time.
This gone? Okay, good deal. Let me even take that one step farther, because Paul Potts had a talent. He just hadn't been discovered yet. Some of you may not feel like you have a talent to be discovered. But in his analogy of Mr. Burns, those of you that know the story of Mr. Burns, I didn't recruit Mr. Burns. I gave a DVD to a kid at a car wash that was washing my car. He then watched it, liked what he saw, showed it to a friend who watched it, liked what he saw, signed up, showed it to a friend who showed it to a friend. Eventually, Mr. Burns got to see that same DVD, and Mr. Burns signed up. Mr. Burns has contributed well over $100,000, and now probably a couple $100,000 to my income over the last few years. But it was all because of a DVD that I gave to a kid at a car wash. It didn't matter who gave out that DVD. That DVD was showing the video without people with talent in the room. If you would have handed the DVD to the kid at the car wash, he would have still watched the same information. He'd have still showed his friend, who showed his friend, who showed his friend. Today, Mr. Burns would be on your team, dramatically changing your lifestyle. You don't necessarily have to have a talent. You do have to be busy handing out DVDs or something that tells the prepaid legal story. So here's how the rest of the afternoon's going to look. We're going to take about a 5-10 minute break. If you are here today as a guest, we'd welcome you to stay for the second half of the presentation. There is a registration table out there. You will need a wristband to be here for the second half of the day. If you just came here to check this out and it's not for you, we thank you for your time. We realize that it's very valuable. I invited one of my good friends who's in prepaid legal, and I'm not going to mention any names, but they said I can't be there because I got a football game I got to go to. Don't ask me why they paid over $200 for a ticket to go to a football game when for $20 they could have sat down with a millionaire for a few hours and learned how to get what he has. You know, I'm a football junkie too. A lot of you guys know that. I've got season tickets on the 50-yard line. And I gave them away to family members because it's not that often that I have a millionaire that's going to sit down and mentor and train me. And for $20, if you don't have your ticket yet, you can get a ticket out there and spend the rest of the afternoon with us. You guys, Mr. Riches, were y'all just flat out impressed with the presentation so far? Well, I got news for you, man. You haven't seen anything yet. So go ahead and get your caffeine fix at the vending machine or whatever you need. Let's be back here in about 10-15 minutes. Thank you all for coming out this morning.